This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry takes his presidential campaign to Missouri and South Carolina today. Kerry is the undisputed frontrunner among the Democrats after finishing first in yesterday's New Hampshire primary and winning last week's Iowa caucuses. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the Kerry campaign.
John Kerry flew into New Hampshire a week ago, still claiming to be the underdog in the state. But by the time he addressed a crowded ballroom in Manchester last night, he'd emerged as leader of the pack.
I love New Hampshire.
Kerry says he's hoping to win the love of lots of other states as well. He'll be lucky to find another where his support is as evenly distributed. In New Hampshire, Kerry prevailed among men and women, voters of all ages, independents as well as Democrats, and those who called themselves moderates as well as liberals. He also won among those whose central concern is the Iraq War. Those findings come from exit polls taken by the firm of Edison Matofsky. Kerry travels to Missouri this afternoon for a rally in St. Louis. Then it's on to South Carolina, another of the seven states that hold primaries or caucuses next Tuesday. Kerry's newfound momentum as the back-to-back winner in Iowa and New Hampshire caps a remarkable turnaround for the candidate, whose campaign was all but written off a few months ago. As the year began, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean led in New Hampshire polls by 25 points. And Kerry campaign spokesman Mike Meehan notes that just 10 days before the primary, Kerry still trailed by 17.
John Kerry came in here on Tuesday after winning Iowa and shook every hand and he looked everybody in the eye and said, send me to Washington. I'm the guy who's going to take on George Bush. I need your support. And we're thrilled to have the support of New Hampshire to send us launching into February where all those delegates are at play.
Next week's contest will award 269 delegates to the Democratic National Convention, more than 10 times the number at stake in New Hampshire. Kerry has promised to visit all seven states and run TV ads in all seven as well. Missouri is the biggest prize of the February 3rd lineup, with 74 delegates at stake. It's in play now that home state Congressman Dick Gephardt has dropped out of the race. Kerry may face a tougher challenge in the southern states that are regional home territory for rivals John Edwards and Wesley Clark. Senator Edwards was born in South Carolina and represents a neighboring state. But Meehan insists that Kerry isn't conceding anything.
We're going to compete in every single state. We're not leaving any part of the country to our rivals. We want to win as many delegates as we can. South Carolina has a bunch. Missouri has a bunch. We want to win the most delegates.
Surveys suggest that Kerry did especially well with New Hampshire voters who picked their candidate within the last week. Many Democrats here say they back the senator because they think he can defeat George Bush. Kerry welcomes that partisan battle, promising to repeal the president's tax cuts.
We will reduce the poverty of millions rather than reducing the taxes of millionaires.
The battle among the Democrats has been rancorous at times, but for a moment last night, Kerry sounded as if the nomination were already his. He thanked his fellow Democratic candidates for conducting a vigorous campaign, even as he acknowledged that campaign is far from over.
Now this campaign goes on to places all over this country. And I ask Democrats everywhere to join us so that we can defeat George W. Bush and the economy of privilege. And so that we can fulfill the ideal of opportunity, not just for some, but for all Americans.
Kerry paraphrased Robert Frost about the miles still to go in this campaign, but he took a moment to savor his victory, saying the woods of New Hampshire are lovely, dark, and deep, and especially lovely for him on primary night. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.